Piraten transportieren. Sie sagen, dass ich so verdorben bin, ist traurig und
prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. As you can tell, we're live again. We had a problem with our stream. We actually had a server completely go down, and we had to replace it with a new piece of equipment, which happens periodically. That server was about 3 years old, maybe 2.5 years old. And these servers, they get a lot of traffic when you do the kind of shows that we do here. And so when they upgraded the server, the permission on a file changed somehow, and we could not figure it out. It was just unbelievable. We had to call in some specialists from Australia who understand this sort of stuff, and they went right to it. They figured it out immediately, and it was up and running last night. So I want to thank Martin Riznicki over at Cast Control for pitching in and helping us out here. So as being back on live radio, it feels very, very good. We will be using the Facebook Live for this Friday's Casual Friday. Thanks to Peter Rouse. He taught me how to do that. So we're definitely going to have cameras set up here. But in the meantime, it's just my voice and, of course, the voice of my co-host.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going, man?
Good, good. Because I know everybody wants to see my face. My hair is... So I've let my hair get gray again, and I looked at... So we did like a short Facebook Live this past Friday, and I looked at my hair, and I said to Elisa, that's it. I'm done. I'm going back and dyeing my hair. I look like some old friggin' guy. I can't even believe what I look like.
You know what? I said I'd never do it, but I'm just curious to know what I would look like if I... Here's a good one. I asked my son, I said, the other day, I said, Nick, what percentage of my hair is gray? He says, 20%. I said, good, Nick. That's a good answer.
Yeah, good. That's a really good answer. He's a smart kid.
And then I said, what's the other 80%? He said, white.
So really, 20% is the dark spot he's talking about. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, kiddo.
See, I don't have a face like yours. I can't shave my head. If I shave my head, I don't know what I would look like. I mean, I just don't have it. I don't have the ability to do that.
Try it out, man. What's the worst that can happen? It'll grow back.
It may not. Who knows? So anyway. All right, Mike, you got anything to promote before we get started here?
Just we will shortly have the hard copy print edition of my book, Fast Muscle Building, 15 Bodybuilding Secrets to Grow Drug-Free Lean Muscle Mass. You can get a copy of that at fastmusclebook.com. It has been called my best book to date. Now that I've actually have the physical copy drafted in my hands, I can't believe how much information is in there. And it doesn't stop there. You get 3 free bonuses. You get the Best Of Blueprint Bulletin Issue 2015, my Fast Fat Loss Special Report, and The Drink, which was a video webinar that I did showing you how to make the absolute best muscle-building fat loss shake ever. That's $50 worth of bonuses for free and all that info for 99 cents. I'll call that a best buy.
Mike Kozlowski says, I'm really into nootropics like phenylparacetam, Nupept, oxyracetam, and aniracetam, per your recommendations. I've also experimented with wakefulness products like adrafinil and modafinil. Other than racetams, however you want to pronounce it, and adrafinil, is there anything else worth looking at?
You know, the universe of nootropics is vast, but one of the main problems with them that is this. Most need what I call a driver, something like caffeine, for them to work optimally. Now, not everyone likes caffeine, though. So they seek out other stimulants. Unfortunately, most of those are too heavy on the central nervous system, even the new stuff like DHMA, which is a DMAA follow-on. There's one product that you might like, though, and either by itself or as a driver for your other nootropics. And the name of that product is sulbutamine. That's how I pronounce it, S-U-L-B-U-T-I-A-M-I-N-E. It's actually a synthetic derivative, excuse me, of vitamin B1. And it's a lipholytic compound that crosses the blood-brain barrier more readily than thiamine. Now, it was discovered in Japan in an effort to develop more useful thiamine derivatives. It was hoped that increasing the lipophilicity, however you pronounce it, of thiamine would result in better pharmacokinetics, and in fact it does. In addition to its use as a treatment for chronic fatigue, it may improve memory, reduce psychobehavioral inhibition, and improve, believe it or not, erectile function or dysfunction, as the case may be. At therapeutic dosages, it has few reported adverse effects. I'm going to caveat that, and I want you to take note of this. You can take too much, and when you do, you will be throwing up sick. It feels like you have a mild case of the flu. For reference sake, I have an absurd stimulant tolerance. 200 milligrams puts me in the zone. 400 milligrams will have me violently ill. So do proceed with caution.
Why not just real thiamine?
Well, it doesn't have the same effect that this stuff does.
That's interesting.
And I mean, if you've never tried it before, you really should look into it, because it is quite unlike, let's call it a central nervous system stimulant. And its effects seem much more localized in the brain. So, you know, once you do hit your sweet spot, you're going to have tremendous mental clarity, noticeably better recall, and generally an urge to get things done. So I hope that helps. It can be a very clean product or very dirty.
It looks like it comes in 200 milligram caps. It would be great to get it in 100 so you can go 1, 2, or 3. I'm looking for
really?
I think I just found the 100 milligram cap.
Especially when you're combining.
Holy mackerel, here's a 500 milligram cap. Are they kidding?
You will be clammy. You will be nauseous. Just, again, take my word for it. Too much of that stuff is not pleasant. Just the right amount, though, will do you great.
So what would you stack sulbutamine with?
You know, I would have maybe a smidgen of caffeine.
Alpha GPC?
Pardon?
How about Alpha GPC?
Alpha GPC is a great stacker. Anything that boosts acetylcholine would go well with it. I've been working on a pre-workout product forever, and this is one of the ones that I have used. It worked well, but it's not perfect, so it didn't make the final cut.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Good stuff. Boy, you learned so much on this show. I should start listening to this show. Jay Miller says, heard your comments last week about Kratom and agree 100%. The FDA is doing the bidding for the big drug companies, as is the DEA acting as the enforcement arm. My question is, what about Phenibut? Is it safe? Does it impact the liver negatively? And how much should I start with?
Well, what is safe? I think it's safe to say that after the picamelon banning, Phenibut is certainly what I would call an at-risk compound. So, first, you know, it works, and it has a healthy safety margin. But more importantly, you need to understand why they acted on picamelon to appreciate why it's at risk. Picamelon was simply GABA bound to niacin. And now you'll find GABA in nature and niacin too, but you can't find them bound together. And the FDA thus declared it an unapproved dietary ingredient or some such verbiage. And what happened was almost every company rolled over and quickly removed it from their lineup. Now, Phenibut is similar. It's GABA with a phenyl group attached, such that it crosses the blood-brain barrier much more readily. The product is, in my opinion, exceptionally safe, as there is no liver or other organ toxicity. It does suffer from a few flaws, although it's not really the fault of the compound. First, your tolerance to this stuff develops fast, like really fast. And users are strongly cautioned to use it no more than twice a week. So next, you can take too much. And too much varies from person to person. But because it takes around 90 minutes to really kick in, people make the fatal mistake of redosing it, and then they're in the too much range.
Yeah, that's the same thing that people did back in the day with DNP, right? They took a little bit, and they didn't notice anything. They took a little bit more, and next thing you know, they were on their way to the hospital because they were cooking from the inside out.
Yeah, it's just not, I mean, use your head. As with sobutamine, use your head with this one. Now, too much Phenibut, just so you know, feels a lot like too much alcohol. Without the dehydration, you become very disoriented. You know, you can't sleep it off, and some have reported bed spins. The upside is that the right amount will put you in a fantastic mood. I mean, colors are brighter, music sounds great, you know, and otherwise boring people become interesting. You know, so what's the right amount? I would suggest starting at 2 grams and going up slowly from there. Any less than 2 grams, and most people will mistakenly think it doesn't work and it has no value. They'll trash it. That's wrong, wrong, and wrong. Graduate up in 500 milligram amounts until such time as you find what works for you. And this is not a subtle effect. It's not one of those, yeah, I think it works type supplements. No. You will know when you find it. As an interesting aside, Phenibut is still standard issue for Russian cosmonauts. They use it due to the fact that it doesn't impair motor function like benzos, and it certainly puts you in a better mood. Personally, I think it's great stuff, and I hope it'll be around for a while.
And it goes great with vodka. That's why the Russians love it.
Yeah, you know what? glad you brought that up. People should know the stuff potentiates alcohol like nothing else. I mean, you put this and maybe one beer together, and you won't need another beer, trust me.
So I tried using Phenibut as a sleep aid. Actually, Rob, you sent me some. And
yep.
I was taking very, very low doses. You ready for this? 80 milligrams, 90 milligrams, 100 milligrams, nothing more than that. It put me in such a deep sleep that my snoring got worse. I was groggy when I woke up. This stuff is very, very, very strong, and I think that everybody has their own sweet spot for Phenibut. So really, you should start on the low end and work your way up until you find a dose that makes you feel good. But doesn't carry over into anything else other than that. That's just my humble opinion. It's really right. Strong stuff. One of the things that I don't understand has never been scrutinized by, the powers that be that love to take stuff off the market.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it quiet.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Nick Zamsky. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there and check it out. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hi, I got to give a shout out to a couple people over at All American Pharmaceuticals in Billings, Montana. Seth Williamson is the keeper of the flame of Superhuman Radio. He always has the show streaming live in the front offices of Billings. And Angela Gale, who is my guardian angel in the supplement industry, is usually listening to. So I want to give shout outs to those two wonderful people over at All American Pharmaceuticals in Billings, and we'll be there soon for a live remote, and I can't wait to hang out with you guys. Nick Zamsky, he says, I remember you talking about something to take before bed where you didn't have to wake up and use the bathroom. Can you tell me what it is, what it was, and is it good for anything else? Yeah, it's heroin. Heroin. You take a little heroin and you sleep all night.
You know, this is one of the top tips that I've given on the show, or at least based on the feedback that I've received. The compound we're talking about here that I recommend is USP glycerin. Yeah. And my thoughts have kind of evolved on this ingredient ever since I noticed that its powdered cousin, glycerol monostearate, just didn't deliver the same cosmetic effect like the liquid did. But be that as it may, here's the 411 on glycerol, a.k.a. glycerin. You know, it's you've probably seen it before in the drugstores. It's a colorless, odorless liquid that is it's very sweet and it's non-toxic. The glycerol backbone is found in all lipids known as triglycerides. It's widely used in the food industry as a sweetener and in pharmaceutical formulations. Now, glycerol has three hydroxyl groups that are responsible for its solubility in water and its hygroscopic nature. And this is here's why that's important. Hygroscopic means it attracts water. So taking a tablespoon or two of this stuff before bed is a surefire way for your body to keep more fluid in it. And, you know, this extends, of course, to urine. I'm going to warn you, though, that the stuff is sickly sweet, necessitating it be diluted in water or maybe another beverage. I know very few people that can do a straight tablespoon of it, but in order to get it down, you might have to dilute it. Too much can really upset your stomach, so go slow. Now, I mentioned glycerol monostearate earlier. I'm just no longer a fan, as it's something like 25% glycerin. And even when you try to mix it in water, it's a disaster. Now, add to that, it doesn't work as well as the USP liquid version. They're both cheap as dirt, you know, and I have to give it the X. Now, there's a minor effect, but nothing like USP glycerin. And it has quite the cosmetic effect, provided you are reasonably lean. So, you know, what it does is, in layman's terms, it pulls water from underneath the skin into the muscles. So with a little practice, you'll get your timing down and look show-ready in no time, or at least a lot better. No diuretics required, unless, of course, you know, you're a pro bodybuilder, and they're using stronger stuff. Yeah. It's cheap as dirt, all things considered. I think glycerin is really, really useful.
Yeah.
Stuff.
It's, you know what? So back in the day, Dr. Jeff over at All American Pharmaceutical, he had a beef protein isolate supplement.
Yeah.
And guess what the vehicle was that it was in?
Really?
Glycerin. And that stuff, like when I used to use it, I could, the next morning I would look and my muscles would seem so flippin' full. It was unbelievable. And I, you know, don't get me wrong. The beef protein was great. It actually looked like chocolate syrup. The stuff looked like Bosco. It was great. But it had glycerin in it. And man, you talk about getting a pump the next day for a workout. Glycerin's an amazing thing. I keep a couple bottles of it in my supplement drawer at all times and toss it in once in a while.
Yeah, shifts in the water balance in your body, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. John Bassey says, you seem to put a lot of stock in Russian studies, at least when it comes to ecdysterone. Why is that? When most consider their studies not as good as ours. That is a U.S. phenomenon. We think our science is better than everybody else's, that we are beyond reproach, that only we are honest. And there is so many great scientists out there in other countries doing amazing work, but we just discount them because, oh, well, they're not American.
Yeah, you know, this whole attitude of what I call the not invented here syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, that's good, yeah.
You know, it can close your mind to some real possibilities. Now, just because the study wasn't done at a major U.S. university doesn't automatically invalidate it, you know. Second is the attitude towards natural products versus synthetic drugs in this country, right? Here in the U.S., we seem to think only drugs can work. And there's an undeniable bias against natural compounds. It's not so in Russia and other places in the world.
Well, but ask yourself this just for a second, right?
Yeah.
So these Russian scientists, they published this stuff for their athletes. They don't publish it for us in the U.S. like we're going to, oh, well, let's go buy that stuff, because we don't have to buy whatever it is they're working on from their country, from those scientists. So it's not like here where a company, a group of scientists, like I just read a study on a new thermogenic that's being put forth, studied at a major university here in the United States, but it's a new supplement that's coming out. I would be more suspect of that than some isolated study from Russia on a Reponticum cardamoid, where it's not like they cornered the market on it and you got to buy it from them. They're doing this research because they're using it with their athletes. So why do we discredit their science?
Yeah, yeah. And there are a couple other things to consider. You know, if you're a critical thinker, just consider this. Dr. Siroff, Dr. V.N. Siroff, is all over the literature, and not only ECDI, but many adaptogens that these former Soviet Olympic competitors used. It is ecdysterone, though, that his name is most associated with. I would consider him the godfather of ECDI research. So, you know, after seeing multiple decades of research on this compound being done, you have to ask yourself, would this guy really devote his life's work and otherwise waste all that time if he didn't believe ECDI exerted these beneficial effects? You know, I think the answer to that question is obvious, no. And I have a hard time believing he'd make a career out of a compound that doesn't work. You know, in fact, you can look at it this way. Dr. Serov isn't compensated on ecdysterone sales. He has no vested interest in products or the like, at least that I know of. And even if he did today, that wouldn't be true of it way back when. You know, they researched it for a good decade or two before a pharmaceutical or pharmacological, whatever you want to call it, preparation was made available in Russia, and that compound's name was ecdysterone. So, look, if you doubt any of what I'm saying here, just Google VN Serov, S-Y-R-O-V, and ecdysterone. You're going to find at least a dozen pages of his research. And as far as I can tell, he's been doing it since the 1960s, and he's still doing it 50 years later. So at this point in ECDI's life cycle, I'll call it, it's crystal clear that we have some evidence for growing muscle, stripping body fat, helping injuries. We just need more human studies, right? The controlled human studies will finally tell us whether it's worthwhile, one way or another. And my opinion is it's going to cut hard one way or another because, you know, up until this point, it's worked in every mammal that they've given it to. Everything with a backbone, every vertebrae that they've given it to, it's worked. It would be very surprising to me if we made the jump to the human body and it didn't. You know, there are a lot of compounds that, yes, they work great in the test tube. They work reasonably well in most animals and some. But I don't know, man. Every mammal, every vertebrae that they tested it in, it works. I have to believe there's a real good shot. You know, humans are going to show effects too. Maybe not as dramatic, but certainly stuff that helps.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and just for the record, I'm not going to name names, but there are some very progressive supplement companies out there. I mean, Rob has been talking about ECDI as long as I could remember him talking.
Yeah.
But there are some really big supplement companies out there and some emergingly popular ones right now that are adding ECDI to different products. And the problem with some of them is, A, the dosing, and B, the source. Because as Rob has talked ad infinitum on this show, not all ECDI is what you want. There's different strains. You can get the Cyanotis Varga, you can get this, you can get that. I remember searching for ECDI back when I did my first show with a guy named Chuck. I can't think of his last name. Chuck Rudolph. And he was he worked with Mark Lobliner over at Primaforce.
Anagen, right?
Anagen, right. But what was that, 2006, 2007 maybe?
That's going back quite a ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been on the air for a long time. And so I remember after doing that show, I was like, damn, I'm going to get some ECDI. So, you know, I go on Alibaba and I start, and everybody from China wants to sell me ECDI for like, you know, $12 a kilo, $15 a kilo. I'm like, wow. This stuff is so cheap. So then I start asking around. It's like, oh, no. Not all of the ECDI is what you want. You only want this or that. And then you realize, oh, but if I was a supplement company and I was interested in just saying there's ECDI in my product, I'd buy the $13 kilo stuff because I don't care. I'm not taking it. I don't care if it works. I'm selling it.
Yeah.
So, this part of the problem with ECDI is that the results get murky when you find these lower doses and substandard forms of ECDI in supplements, and people take it and they go, this stuff's crap. It doesn't work. How could that science from Russia be real? Those Russian scientists must be full of crap. And it's not that. It's that The supplement industry, they know what raw materials are good, and they're very expensive. The real ECDI is very, very how, seriously, Rob, trade secrets. What's a real, what's a kilo of real ECDI go for?
In the neighborhood of between $2,000 and $3,000.
Yeah, and then you can buy ECDI for $15 a kilo from China.
You can. I don't know if it's that low, but you can buy it for pennies on the dollar.
Well, back when I started getting prices, I had this girl email me. She could sell me ECDI for $15 a kilo if I bought 55 kilos.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I forgot it was that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking 2006, 2007. So, like, she was hounding me. I said, I kind of dropped the ball on it. She kept emailing me, you want it, you want it, you want it. So, you know, if I was in the supplement business and I just wanted to say there was ECDI in my product, I'd go for the $15 kilo stuff, right?
It's going to look like ECDI on the label to the consumer.
There you go. If it says ECDI on the label, is there really ECDI in the capsule? That's the real question. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a longtime listener, Ron Harrington, has a question. Stay tuned.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So apparently Angela Gale did not hear me say her name on the air before. Angela Gale. There you go. So Angela Gale is the person who makes the order processing go smooth over at All American Pharmaceuticals. And we know that's a fact because she took some time off. And I got to tell you, was not fun for me. So anyway, there you go. I hope you heard your name this time. She said, Rob, she said, can we rewind the show? But the show is streaming live. They stream the show live, thanks to Seth Williamson. He streams the show live at All American Pharmaceuticals every single day. And I really appreciate that kind of loyalty. So thank you. Ron Harrington has been listening to the show for a long time, apparently. He says, I listen to Superhuman Radio every day, and your show is the one I never miss. Last week, you talked about the history of creatine, which I found fascinating. My question is, what's the history like on beta-alanine? This is really good.
Well, you know, although it's only recently, I guess you could say, been brought to the forefront, beta-alanine was discovered over 100 years ago, and that was in Russia, by the way.
Those pesky Russians, they know nothing.
I learned a lot about this compound before I decided to include it in Synthogen, but that's another story. It is a non-essential amino acid, and it's the only naturally occurring beta amino acid. So now just think about that for a moment as an aside. Here is a non-essential amino that's backed up by more research and second only to creatine in that regard. There might be more of these gems out there, right, residing in the non-essential amino acid market that have been overlooked. But, be that as it may, the greatest natural dietary sources of beta-alanine are found in protein-rich foods like chicken, beef, pork, and fish. However, getting beta-alanine through food isn't the only way. It's certainly not the most efficient. And our bodies can synthesize it in the liver from the catabolism of pyrimidine nucleotides, and those are then broken down into uracil and thymine, and then metabolized into beta-alanine. Now, as an aside, Synthogen is one of the only supplements, it may be the only one, or at least the one that talks about it, that boosts nucleotide pools dramatically, which is one clue as to why it works so well. But research continues on it. Now, we know, for example, that you can, listen to this, this is interesting, you can double muscle carnosine concentrations in just a few weeks after starting it. We also know that in 10 weeks, muscle carnosine was boosted 80% and it was still increasing. More recent studies showed that sustained release beta-alanine, or time release, whatever you want to call it, that was far more effective than what I'll call straight beta-alanine. And oh, by the way, in this study, muscle carnosine concentrations were still increasing, get this, at the 24-week mark. So here's the great news. If you're not on it now, you stand to gain a lot over the next 6 months. Finally, you're going to want to get your beta-alanine with food, as studies show far more of it was incorporated into muscle versus without. You also get a bigger bang for your buck taking it in and around the workout, given much greater blood flow. Now, that is not unlike creatine, right, where the uptick in insulin helped push more of it into the muscle cell. If you're just supplementing straight beta-alanine, go with the giant-release capsules. Although they're pricier than buying bulk, they do ensure what I'll call much better compliance. Because, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but you know, carrying around a container of powdered beta-alanine and adding it to your drinks, and et cetera, is a real pain. The body is also much more thrifty with time-release beta-alanine, which is to say less of it is still being urinated out.
I wonder if you can time-release it by eating it with something else that kind of slows gastric emptying.
That's an interesting concept, because the time-release capsules are, listen, I'm a cheapskate, everybody knows that, but the time-release capsules are obviously more expensive than the bulk powder. However, if compliance is your real problem, and it is for me, then it's worth it. You know, the time-release caps are worth it. And, like, to your point, if we can find a food to eat it with, that time releases it, fantastic.
Maybe Dr. Jeff can come up with something, since he's come up with Crealkaline and all these other ways to deliver, to manipulate the delivery of amino acids. Maybe he can come up with something.
It's an interesting point you make, because creatine and beta-alanine truly are synergistic in the real sense of that word. You know, people using both put on three times the amount of muscle than people using creatine alone.
Yeah, I got to start taking beta-alanine again. I really do. So interesting fact. In 1998, the Korean speed skating team took 6 or 8 gold medals in the speed skating events. They had been using beta-alanine, but Mark McGuire in late 1998, beginning in 1999, he got pinched with androstenedione, which was introduced by Patrick Arnold. And the reality is that had androstenedione not become the secret to Mark McGuire's home run hits, chances are we would have known more about beta-alanine, because the Korean speed skating team attributed their ability to skate fast and longer without succumbing to lactate buildup in their big, hammy quads and lower legs, upper legs, to the use of beta-alanine. But we didn't hear about it because that story got pushed to the back because Andro was here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. Got overlooked, huh?
Yes, and so it was like, oh, Andro is a bigger deal than, oh, beta-alanine, you know. Andro turns into testosterone, oh, beta-alanine. And we didn't hear about beta-alanine, but really that was the Korean speed skating team attributed those 6 or 8 gold medals that year to the use of beta-alanine.
Yeah, I junked androdione anyway when I first used it. I was like, God, this stuff doesn't do jack.
Man, I use so much of that stuff. I used to buy it from friends of yours, AST Research. I know you're a big proponent. You used to be a big fan of theirs. And I used to buy everything, the Nor, the Diol, and I was taking capsules of this sort of stuff all the time. I was becoming moody. I was not a happy person. I'm sure that my hormones were just all whacked out at that point because I was using that stuff in high doses of DHEA. I mean, God knows what my hormonal profile would have looked like back in early 2001, 2002, when I was like new to that stuff and just taking everything I could, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Anyway, let's see here. We got another question from let me kill the phones. I forgot to kill the phone lines there. We have another question from Eddie Gilbert. He says, you often say curcumin is at the top of your list for herbs. What are some of the other ones and their benefits?
One that I think is way overlooked is fenugreek. And I first got a taste of what it could do when I was using an old product by Syntrax. It was called Fuzu. And the deal with Fuzu was, it was a furostenolic saponin product from 3 different sources, Dioscorea deltoidea, fenugreek, and tribulus. But anyway, fenugreek is extremely rich in these furostenolic saponins, more so than trib. but not as much as Dioscorea deltoidea. It also contains 4-hydroxyisoleucine, and it has, you know, far more to offer than almost, we'll put it this way, than a lot of other herbs. Here are some important benefits. Number one, it lowers cholesterol and it improves heart function. It seems to benefit those with heart conditions, such as hardening of the arteries, and high blood levels of certain fats, and cholesterol, triglycerides. If you think about that, it makes perfect sense, because tribulus does the same thing, and again, they share the common active ingredient, ferrostenolic saponins. So that's one thing. Number two, it's fantastic for blood sugar control and as an anti-inflammatory. It appears, and it pulls this off by apparently slowing absorption of sugars in the stomach and stimulating insulin. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's known as a phlegm mover, and it's said to break up stuck energies and cool inflammation within the body. It is, on some levels, an antioxidant. It has done wonders for arthritic rats, and it's also demonstrated the potential beneficiary effect of fenugreek on adjuvant-induced arthritis in rats, meaning fenugreek might be an effective natural treatment for that malady as well. And then, number three, this is very true. It increases libido and erectile issues.
Function.
Yeah, erectile function. Supplements using fenugreek, they've been shown to increase both sexual desire and performance in men. And, like I said before, a natural remedy for impotence. There was a study published in Phytotherapy Research. They gave 60 men between the ages of 25 and 52. They had no history of erectile dysfunction. They were supplemented with either a placebo or 600 milligrams of fenugreek for 6 weeks. They reported that the supplement had positive effect on their libidos and erectile function, which I don't know why the study authors noted that, because it wasn't an issue before. But ultimately, that study found fenugreek had a significant influence on sexual arousal, energy, and stamina. So it's good stuff. Be warned, however, you take a large amount of it and you will smell like maple syrup. It smells exactly like maple syrup. So you get,
yeah, but I like that smell.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it attracts women.
It definitely attracts pancakes.
Yeah. Every time
I see maple syrup, there's pancakes swimming in it, so it's got to attract pancakes.
It's not a good dieting aid, simply because, number one, the smell of pancakes makes me hungry. But number two, it does boost appetite, and there's definitely research to support that. So
very interesting.
Fenugreek, curcumin. There are a couple others on the short list. Listen, there's a theory out there, and I'm a firm believer in it. I think this is Sean Kinnersfield. I give him credit for this. God put all of the cures on this planet for whatever malady that we have. They exist somewhere in nature. And the more you look into herbs and natural cures for other diseases, the more you realize the truth in that statement.
Well, let me clarify the statement a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not that God put them in there to be cures. It's that we evolved 4.6 million years under the influence of these things. For instance, we have an endocannabinoid system. We have cannabinoid receptors on cells. We respond to cannabis because we evolved under its influence for so long that we incorporated a receptor and we incorporated endogenous production of cannabinoids. Our body produces cannabinoids as pain modulators. So it's not so much that God put all these things out there for us to exploit. It's that these things created us, the us that we have today. For instance, we don't have an ethanol receptor Ethanol actually interacts with the GABA-A receptor because it's toxic to the GABA-A receptor, and it causes the toxic effects cause what we consider a buzz. So alcohol has not been one of our friends through evolution. It's actually been a poison. But weed, on the other hand, is something that we have evolved under the influences of so much so that it was beneficial for us, and we evolved with its receptors in our body. So there are receptors in our body that will help influence health. And the goal is to go out and find the natural things that influenced us through evolution to develop those receptors to then have an effect on mitigating diseases. So I don't mean to take the whole God out of the picture, but these receptors are there because they were part of our formation. And you're right. Everything we need to sustain health and even to get rid of disease is found in nature. Do you know where cisplatin came from? Cisplatin is a very popular chemotherapy. It was discovered in something called the May apple, M-A-Y apple. The Native Americans used to use the May apple to cure a disease that probably was cancer. They didn't know it. But they knew that when people developed this disease and they started losing weight rapidly, they would take them off of regular food and they would have them eat May apples. The May apples would make them very, very sick. They would vomit. They'd feel horrible. But then, once they stopped eating the May apples and came back, the disease was gone. They were applying a natural form of chemotherapy without realizing it. Then we discovered the May apple. We found out the metabolite in the May apple that was causing this phenomenon, and hence the patented synthetic form of the May apple, which is called cisplatin. Now, interestingly enough, cisplatin will destroy your kidneys. People who have cisplatin therapy for cancer usually end up with compromised kidney function that ends up taking their lives eventually. Guess what? The May apple doesn't destroy your kidneys.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's non-toxic, right?
Yep. All right, let's take a break. We got more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow.
Being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world. Iron Mag Labs.
Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
No need for intros, that's an insult.
So, the blueprint tip of the day, Rob, what is it?
Tip of the day is supplement studies you probably never heard of. So, ever since Bill Phillips and Muscle Media, supplement companies have been keen to cite studies to support their products. And let's be clear, this is in most cases a very good thing. It can also, however, be a bad thing. I'll expand on that a bit later. But because any legitimate research study starts at six figures and goes up from there, not many companies are willing to do it. Still, some companies do pony up and get legit university studies done. Except, more often than you think, they come up with the result that the company would rather keep you in the dark about. For example, Gasperi Nutrition funded a study to see if one of their flagship products, Cyzon, to see if it accelerated muscle growth any better than its principal actives, those being creatine, whey, and a special carbohydrate blend called Outlast. Now, Cyzon is billed as the ultimate hybrid intra-workout amino acid and creatine formula. So, there was a group using just Cyzon and a group that was getting creatine, whey protein, and maltodextrin. The other ingredients in Cyzon speak to a, quote, Osmodrive Advanced Hydration Matrix, which consists of taurine, some glycerin derivatives, plus a sprinkling of vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. In the final analysis, the Cyzon group didn't make any better gains than the creatine, whey, and maltodextrin group. And at around $45 average for a month's supply of Cyzon, that's a lot pricier than creatine, maltodextrin, and whey. Still another company funding research is VPX Sports. And in that study, they put one of their flagship products to the test, The name of the product is, or was, Stealth. Stealth was heavily advertised, and it made the following claims. 12 key shotgun compounds, research proven, to increase bench press 1,108%. Ignite muscle gene proteins 515%. Increase lean muscle growth 181%. And myofibrillar protein 107%. Seven anabolic and anti-catabolic steady-state proteins with di- and tripeptide hydrolysates, however you say it. Seven cutting-edge creatines, seven, including creatine nitrate, leucinate, and creatine O-phosphate. Long-chain, polymeric, waxy maize, rapid glycogen supercompensator. And three potent anabolic insulinogenic agents plus beta-alanine. Shazam! With claims like that, the pros should be throwing away their steroids and using Stealth instead. What happened was this. Baylor University put it to the test, wherein one group got Stealth and the other group got a placebo, maltodextrin. Last I knew, that cost around 50 cents a pound. 20 experienced weight-trained males either used Stealth or the placebo. This was a double-blind study for 8 weeks. The results showed that the only difference between the Stealth and placebo groups was that the Stealth group showed a greater rate of water retention. What that means is every grandiose claim that you just heard me read, like increasing your bench 1,108%, was frankly pulled out of thin air.
Wow.
Some marketing guy who probably doesn't even lift likely came up with 1,108%. It sounds precise, doesn't it? Adding the last 8% was a real nice touch. I am betting few in the audience have heard about these studies. So since the companies won't give it to you straight, I just did, save your money when it comes to at least these two products. In the future, I'm going to be talking about more studies like these, such that you get the real 411 on what's going on. Now, a couple of comments. Number one, I do have to commend both companies for putting the money forth. And number two, not rewriting the results to make it them products look like they work. Now, VPX subsequently, I think, removed Stealth from the market. As far as Gasperi goes, I could be wrong, but I think Sizon is still out there. I know he's retooling his product line. But science then, and this was, I wanted to be the original point of the article, science can be a good thing, because in some cases like this, it tells us that these fancy products don't work, or at least any better than placebo. In other cases, it can be manipulated. I've seen studies where they would cherry-pick the one or two little glimmer of, you know, good effects that the product had versus 95% that were negative, and spin that as the stuff is anabolic. Be very careful what you read, question who did the study, question the results, and guard your wallet, because there are lots of products out there like this that never had a study done on them. And when you make huge claims, like increasing your bench 1,108%, you better be able to back them up.
You must be starting out with a 10-pound bench press, right? To do that, right? You got it. Well, what was your bench before using the supplement? 10 pounds. What is it now? It's 100 pounds. Wow, that's 1,000% increase. That's amazing.
1,000% increase.
Well, that's what it would be. I mean, you got to be starting out with like a really, really, really weak ass bench press to. I mean, if that really worked like that, guys like Tiny Mika would start taking it, and he'd have a 2,000-pound bench press. Because he's got an 1,100-pound bench press now. So he just needs that supplement to break 2,000 pounds. You know,
when I was 15, I walked into a GNC in New York City, and I saw all of these products that to just gain massive amounts of muscle, strip body fat. And I remember having this thought, wow, why would anybody take steroids? And thus began a very long, hard knocks education in the fact that these products, in 99% of these cases, do not live up to their marketing hype.
Yeah. Well, you know, so here's what I say to that. These companies do this because there are a segment of people out there who want to be lied to. I'd never buy a supplement that claimed to increase a bench press 1,000%. I would think that's complete BS. But you get noobs out there who just want to believe that there's some secret supplement out there that everybody else knows about but them that's going to make up for their lack of hard work and patience. And so these supplements fit a niche of people who want to be lied to. So there's a study coming out, and it was published by a very well-respected scientist who's very active in the International Society of Sports Nutrition about a new thermogenic. And so I only had the abstract. I emailed Adel Moussa and I said, can you get the full text? And he replied to me, let me search for it. It's probably just caffeine and green tea, GTE, green tea extract. And sure enough, that's what it was. It had some other stuff in it. But he also pointed out, when you look at the research, its effects on fatty acid oxidation was zero. And so, and this is about to be put forth. It's a supplement already. So in other words, this study was written about a supplement. They called it TS, parentheses, thermogenic supplement. So one group got a placebo, one group got thermogenic supplement, but he did some digging and he found out what the supplement was. And so this new supplement is going to be launched very shortly on people, and they're going to be told things like, this is an amazing thermogenic supplement backed by research. But when you dig into the research, it doesn't. You may as well just take caffeine and green tea extract.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, like I said before, people can spend just about anything and will spend just about anything these days. The truth of the matter is, we still have a very small core of supplements that really do work, that you can drop your money on and say, this really is going to have an effect. It might not be steroid-like, but it will help me get bigger and stronger faster. That core group, though, is, and this is what frustrates me as someone who designs supplements, after decades and all of this research, we have maybe a half dozen products that fall into that category.
You know, I don't fault the scientists that write these studies either, right? These scientists are looking for opportunities to do some work, and somebody comes to them with a supplement and he goes, you know, we want to do a study on this supplement. And the scientist is like, okay, this is great for my lab. It's great for my university. It's great for me to be an author on this, blah, blah, blah. So it's not like as though I think the scientists are corrupt at all. In fact, when I went to Dr. Chris Masterjohn, who will eventually do the study on Primal D once we finish this new vehicle, he told me, Carl, if I do this study, I publish the results, good or bad.
That's wow.
And so I said I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
So either I'm going to commit product suicide or I'm going to validate this product. But either way, when he does that study, it's not going to be, when it's published, it's going to be published whether it shows that it's not effective or it is effective.
Wow, that's guts, man. That's
real guts. But I mean, that's so. Dr. Chris Masterjohn is a real scientist. In other words, he's not going to go to a company and go, as long as you pay for my time and everything, if it doesn't work, you know, you guys have the right not to publish. See, that's what supplement companies like. They like to hear that. Like, okay, we're safe. We won't be humiliated.
Right.
But when you find the real scientist, he says, I'm willing to do all this work and you pay me for the work, rightfully so, but whatever the results is, we publish it.
Right. Well, man. I'm sure there are a lot of companies that would love to do double-blind, placebo-controlled stuff on their products. And the fact of the matter is, most companies, certainly, and this goes for me, too, I don't have those six figures laying around.
It doesn't cost that much.
People will look at it, though, and they'll say, well, gee, even if this comes out and looks like steroids, like, your study is completely invalidated because you funded it. Well, you know, and then the other side of that is, well, if I don't fund it, who's going to? Right?
Yeah, because nobody else is interested in finding out the results.
I know it, man.
But that's why people need to find out, did the scientist agree to publish the research, good or bad? There's got to be a way to find that out, because if the scientist said, yeah, you don't have to publish it if it comes out bad, then we expect it to come out good, or we don't hear anything about it at all.
Yeah, and like I said before, you know, that takes guts. I mean, these two companies, they had the guts to do it. I just think it would be nice if the results came back the way, you know, they were, that they either remove those products from market or reformulate them.
You know who else is guilty of this, Rob? The National Institutes of Health. So the National Institutes of Health, they fund research, right? And the idea is, if they're funding it, it's legit. But you would expect every single study that the National Institutes of Health spends our tax dollars to fund should be published regardless of what the outcome is. But they don't. They publish a small number of studies, and studies that don't come out the way they want them, they don't publish. That's BS, man. That means there's a vast amount of research out there. You know, a negative effect or no effect is as important to know as positive effect or desired effect. If you're testing something, a drug, for instance, and it doesn't work, the National Institutes of Health, they round can that. We're not going to publish that. But they publish the studies that they want. Those are tax dollars. Taxpayers should demand everything the NIH funds needs to be published no matter what the outcome is. Now, the NIH will say, well, it's really not wise to do that because it'll be confusing for people. That's okay. Let it be confusing. Let people sort through the good and the bad and weigh it out themselves. But they are guilty of this as well. They don't publish everything that gets funded. They only publish the stuff they want.
Yep.
And who's doing the censoring? Who's choosing what gets published and what doesn't?
It comes back to what we encourage on this show. Critical thinking.
That's it.
Critical thinking.
When you hear a supplement is going to increase your bench press 1,000%, understand what they really mean is it's going to empty your wallet 1,000%, and it's not going to have any effect on you whatsoever. When somebody tells you this is a new thermogenic supplement that's amazing and they use all these great descriptive words, but you look at the research and you find out it's basically green tea and caffeine and has no thermogenic, no fatty acid oxidative effects at all, don't buy it. Go get yourself some caffeine and green tea.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's sad. But like I said, and like you just said, critical thinking. When what you know to be true is contradicted by research, stick with what you know to be true. Always. Make your own mistakes on your own terms. Don't let people make mistakes for you. How about that?
Gotcha.
All right, so that's it for today's show. That's all we got is this 1 hour. We want to thank All American Pharmaceuticals and the folks over there for all the great things that they do in helping fund the Superhuman Radio Show. And, of course, CoachRobRegish.com. The one place everybody should be going in order to improve strength, strip off body fat, and learn the real tenets of physical culture. All right, Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.